Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second, the center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third, the first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fourth, the DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Essien. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dave McKay. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Jeff Cox. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. For the California Angels, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting second, the third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth, the DH, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting ninth, the catcher, Tom Donahue. Pitching for the California Angels, Ed Halicki. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Donahue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harlow. The throw from Essien and he is out, Cox applying the tag. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Essien and he is out, Cox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball four. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien bunts towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gross moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Grich moves to second. It's 1-0, Angels. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cox. The throw from Donahue and he is safe. Cox steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Halicki covering, for the out. Cox moves to third. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harlow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Harlow reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew bunts towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Harlow moves to third. Lansford moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harlow tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Angels. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Gross reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 2, Angels, 2. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-1 in the game. Donahue hits a pop-up into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Donahue and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Andy Hosler now pitching. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Hosler covering, for the out. Murphy moves to third. 1 out. Jeff Newman pinch hits for Mitchell Page. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murphy scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross bunts towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Gross moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Harlow hits a pop-up towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy strikes out. Donahue drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Murphy out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Grich moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field. Armas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Armas. Grich scores. Clark moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jeff Jones now pitching. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-2 in the game. Donahue hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hostler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newman for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harlow takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lansford bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Harlow moves to second. One out. Craig Minetto now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive towards short. McKay reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baylor is walked intentionally. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hosler, and towards Grich, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McKay strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Matt Keough now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grich hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, Angels, 4. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-3 in the game. Donahue hits a line drive towards third. Gross reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Revering reaches second base with a double. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newman is walked intentionally. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Harlow takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lansford bunts towards the mound. Keough juggles the ball. That's an error on Keough. Harlow moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew bunts in front of the plate. Essien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harlow moves to third. Lansford moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, steps on third, and throws to Essien, who tags Harlow for the double play. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Bob Lacey now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas strikes out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Grich strikes out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a line drive towards short. McKay reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Dickey Thon pinch hits for Tom Donahue. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Armaugh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Larry Harlow. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy takes first base on ball four. Rick Miller pinch runs for Joe Rudy. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing right field. Stan Clyburn now catching. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Newman bunts towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newman moves to third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Grich reaches second base with a double. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Stan Cliburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cliburn hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamilton covering, for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 4. The Athletics will come to bat. John Montague now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cliburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Newman reaches second base with a double. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gross is walked intentionally. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Worth now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 4-for-6 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Thompson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.